This is an update from Hope Ministries International with Pastor George Maroki at Christ Our Rock Bible Church on April 7th, 2019.
Amen. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord this morning. In Swahili, we say, Bwana asifiwe. When in church, we don't say hi. Like here, say hi, we say praise the Lord, Bwana asifiwe in Swahili. Praise the Lord, as you say, Bwana asifiwe. Bwana means the Lord. Asifiwe means praise. So that's how the language is with the brothers and sisters in the church. Especially when they meet outside there, they don't say hi. That's how you distinguish between a born-again believer and who is not a believer. They say, Bwana asifiwe. And probably if they are in this millennium, they say, praise the Lord. So that's how it is, the difference between the believers in Kenya and in Africa. That's how we know. We can tell even in the bus when we're getting in there, when we meet, they say, praise the Lord, and shake hands, and they give a high five with joy. And I say, hey, there, that's the way to go. So when we come to this country, we kind of like get confused when we are somewhere and then you meet a brother and they say hi. And we are like, we say, praise the Lord. But I want to take this moment just to say God is good. He has been so good to me and my family. Thanking God for how he has been faithful in every area of our lives. We are so grateful. I was just talking to my kids the other day, Nick and Carol and Mary Stella. They keep up checking on their dad because mom is not home. So you know how that is. Last night, Mary Stella and her husband stopped and they came to check me. And the thing that I was so excited to see my grandson, who is named after me, named after my name. And I was so happy. My son, I talked to him. He lives in, he used to live in Denver, if you remember. And then he moved to Kansas. That's where he lives now with his wife and their two children. And I talked to him yesterday and he was telling me, Dad, you need to pray for me because he switched his job. He no longer works in education. Now he works for World Vision. And that's where he works for in the ministry of the World Vision. And today he was going to share at the church somewhere. And he was telling me, pray for me that I'll have all the wisdom to share. And I said, the Lord is faithful who called you in that part of the ministry. Mm-hmm. And then he told me next week he'll be preaching in another church. But I want to say it's prayer answered because we've been praying that the Lord will give him a direction in the ministry, because I remember when he was going to Denver to school there, after he was done with the college here, he told me and my wife that he wants to go to Bible school there and so that he can find the Lord for himself. You see, he only knew parents, the Lord, and here he wants to find for himself. That's why he went there, and that's where he found a wife too. So then the calling is very interesting that today he's working for World Vision. And the interesting thing about the World Vision, let me share a little bit with that one, is that before we came here to this country many years ago, when Nick was about 4 years old and Carol was about five, six years old, they used to be sponsored by World Vision. The school they went, because it was a Christian school, and World Vision sponsored them. So down the road, we didn't know down the road, Nick will pay back working for World Vision. Amen. And now Nick does what they call marathons for them, and they raise money. And about a few months ago, they were able to raise 1.5. He was about raising 1.5 with the team that they were doing marathon with. And I say, that's the way to go, son. You're paying back what they gave it to you. So that's how it is. And then my daughter, Carol, who no longer lives in Pittsburgh, they moved to Seattle. That's where she is now. And it's miles and miles away. I even told them, you can't do this to us because we want to see grandkids. Yeah. And now we had to take a flight to go all the way to Seattle and see our grandkids. And when we looked them at this millennial thing of FaceTime, and my daughter would tell me, "Hey, Grandpa, I miss you." And I would see her and I'd say, "I miss you too." But that's where they are in Seattle, and we missed them. They went there because of the greed of money. You know what I mean? Husband found a good job. I told them, that's greed. You traded us with money. So they went there because of the job that he had, a good job there, so that's where they are. And then my daughter, Mary Stella, who is the youngest of all now, her husband used to work in Toledo, Ohio. That's where they had moved after they married. And they were working there, and she was working in a hospital. And then miraculously, God brought them back to Pittsburgh. Now they live in Penny Hills. And my wife was clapping and saying, "Yay, now we're going to be seeing our grandson here." And my wife babysits their son whenever they are going at work. They bring the son home, and my wife is always happy. And that's something that I enjoy about my children. So the Lord has been so good. Without wasting time, I want to say thank you to Pastor Roy and for your love and your kindness, and also saying hi to Cindy, who is not here. We miss you, Cindy, and we know that God is so good, and he does miraculous things, and we believe God's going to touch her in a miraculous way, and God is faithful. All things are possible.
Amen.
I'm a believer that God can turn things around, and I believe her because I know it is through prayer that God changes things. And sometimes people ask me questions, why are you so positive? I say, well, because he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He makes me to stay positive all the time. And I so thank you, and I thank you, Pastor. And also, I want to take this moment to thank you as a church for how you've been so faithful to our ministry. You have supported us over the years. And there is no way we can pay you back. I travel across and I share with the churches that have supported us over the years. Even as I was writing this thing here, this was a bulletin from World Christian Outreach Ministry in Connellsville. A friend of mine that I've known over 30 years when I was going to Transylvania School of Theology here. And we were there, just there and sharing the same thing, telling them, friendship of those 30 years, it is by grace that we are good friends for all those years. And standing with a friend, that's when you know who is a friend. In times of trials, in times of hardship, that you stand with your friend and you pray with them and you encourage them and you uplift them. And that's the point that I want to make to you, Pastor Roy and Cindy. We love you. And we stand with you and we care for you because we know what you do in the ministry of the Lord. It is by the calling, you're being obedient to God. No matter what things happen, the tough get moving, okay? Stand still for God is good. Amen?
Amen.
Sharing about all our churches and our pastors in Kenya, the Lord has been so good. The churches are growing and they are doing very well. Last year when I was in Kenya, we were able to have all these pastors meeting, and we have meetings and everybody shares how their ministry is doing and their growth of their ministry. And that's something that I'm so thankful for God for helping us to establish those churches that we planted in those various areas. And we are so thankful for the Lord that he has been good in it all. I want to say, all those churches today, that's why I miss Kenya today. This Sunday, they were having our anniversary for all our ministry. All our churches were meeting together. So it was such a beautiful day that all the churches came together, and they had a special guest speaker, and Ruth was part of that speaking engagement, And the special speaker, who is a televangelist lady in Kenya, she was one of the speakers in that anniversary. And it was beautiful service, and God moved in a unique way and in a very special way to see all the churches come together and celebrate the anniversary of how the Lord has been so good. So that's part of the thank God for. The other thing is the prayer center that we were able to complete and to work with it. And we had a grand opening. You remember I shared with you how it was very good. It is very active for now. I want to tell you that. It is amazing that every time we receive a phone call from the administrator of the prayer center. He's a young man and his lovely wife, they run the prayer center, and the church is separate because they're on the same ground, but the church is different, and the prayer center is also a separate commodity. He tells us every time he would call us and tell us how many people came in to pray. They come in buses, and they'll bring 80 people at the same time. They'll be praying there. They'll be bringing 100 people. And he'll tell him, so the 100 people came and they spent two days. And there's an 80 people who have come and spent almost a week praying and fasting. And I would be just thanking God for being obedient to build that prayer center. Amen. And you also being part of it, because the resources that was able to build that prayer center is part of you, that we were able to build that prayer center in Kenya. I am sorry I was not able to bring you the video to show you the progress of it, because when we took the pictures last time, my son was not able to edit it because he was traveling a lot. My son is traveling a lot than he was before because World Vision sends him different states, and this week he's traveling to Seattle. Last week he was in Chicago, and he's traveling all this, sharing with all this. So he did not have enough time to edit the tape for this for us. So that's why I didn't bring the tape to show you. But I want to say the presenter has been doing very good, and the Lord has been so good to us in a special way. Still pray with us. We still need some resources to finish that prayer center. We need the administration offices needs computers so that we can be able to go through that, and also other stuff. Pray for us. When we come to the school of the kids, we have a school that we operate about the kids, which now we have about 30 to 40 kids that are going to that school. And now this month, the school closes on Friday. It closes on Friday because our system is different than your system. In the month of April, it's when they close the school. And then they come back in May. And then they go up to August. They close the school another month of August. They close three times, April, August, and December. And you guys go to opposite different, but that's how they operate. So Ruth was there with the kids, the day of closing the school on Friday. They had all the parents and all this, and they were sharing how the school is going. And now they are doing what we call extension, because the school is growing and they're building. Ruth, they're building a section where they're adding more classes for those children. So the next time you see the video, you'll be able to see the extension of how they are extending the school so that the school would have a new look and a new design. They're adding like 2 to 3 classes for those kids. So pray that the Lord will continue helping us in that way. Amen?
Amen.
About the well. The well that we dug, you remember we had a well that dug was in the village of Kenani Village. It's a village way outside from the city. When we were able to dig the well, which was 700 feet down, that gushed a lot of water, and we put a tower. I got reports that people are getting water every day, and they are so grateful just for the water. Especially, the reason why I'm sharing this, there was a drought before, the drought. When the drought is there, the water is less. So now, but our well did not go low because we went very deep and we had a lot of water. So people still had water even when it was a drought. So we were thankful that God helped us to drill that water, which costed us about $35,000. And we were able to drill, so we owe nobody a penny. You guys are part of it, and that water, people are drinking water in that village. And not only the village, it is supplying the prayer center with water people can shower, can drink, and also helping the church and the community. So we are thankful for that. In everything, there is challenges, and the challenges are there, and we encounter challenges. The one thing, I have been receiving phone call from the pastors that are my friends in Kenya. I went to school with them here. They have established their ministries in Kenya. They have big ministry. And some are doctors and some are bishops, some are apostles. They call me and they ask me, could you ask pastors to pray for our nation? Because we are going through, the enemy is taking direction in a way to destroy the church. One, there is a law that they're fighting against of gay and lesbian. That's another thing that we are fighting. We never had it in Kenya about lesbian and gay taking the law to be passed in Kenya. The Supreme Court is trying to pass that law of gay. And the church is fighting against it. Even our president is against it. Even the vice president, who is a born-again believer, they're against, but the Supreme Court and this movement is fighting hard to see that law is passed against us. So pray with us and stand with us that God was going to intervene, that this is not going to, it's not going to go through. So if you do that for us, we will so be grateful because people don't want that to pass. I just want to share this last time. And don't get me wrong. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm here, but I just want to say this. When Barack Obama was in Kenya, last time, whatever he was in Kenya, the issue of gay came up. And our president said, we don't support that. And that's something that really was so good with our churches when they had the president say that to the president of the United States who supports it. So don't get me wrong. Not that I hate Obama, but I don't believe in those things. You know what I mean? Right. So we kind of like differ in that way. But that's the thing that you need to pray for Kenya. The other thing that really is taking a toll also is that there was a fight between those people who don't believe in the Bible and the church. They're saying that the pastor should have degrees before they preach. And they're saying the law should be passed in Kenya that pastors should not preach without a degree. Do you know what that means? And it means they're trying to put the church to be controlled by the government.
Yeah.
And when it gets to that, we're heading to Russia. You know how the persecution now starts, the church being persecuted in a way that if they pass the law, the pastor should have degree, we're going to be controlled by the government.
That's right.
And the churches who have no power. And then we have so many pastors who don't have degree, but they preach under the anointing. They got saved, and they have churches, and they have parishioners, and they've been in the ministry for a long time. Some of them are coming up, cannot afford to go to school, but they have the knowledge of the word, and they're under the anointing. So pray for this attack. It's attack in Kenya. So they were asking me, please pray for us. That this thing don't happen in Kenya.
Yeah.
Because if it happens, we're going to be going in a different direction. There is a lot of persecution going on in these people who don't believe in the Bible. And they're against one of the, going back to the gay and lesbian, it happened one of the ladies who is an evangelist stood with them and said, that law should be passed. And everybody went crazy. So there is an attack in Kenya. We need God. We need the Lord to come and do something, because you talk about things going the way the enemy wants to go. But we are believers in prayer, and we are believing God for great things to happen. It cannot happen without a reason. The Bible says all things work together for good. But it's time for us as a church to wake up. It is time for us to know. It's time to pray and fast and bind all these forces of darkness. Without it, the enemy is going to take charge. And our young ones, they're the ones who are going to go through this. We are going. We'll be out of here. We're not going to live forever. But our generation to come, we need to pray so that the Lord is going to intervene on behalf of them. And for parents to take their kids to school, I was listening to you, pastors, you were sharing with these young ones here. We need many people to point to those young people, to install that word in them, to install that faith in them, because down the road, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's not. We're heading to a point whereby the enemy is coming in a very tricky way. So we need God to intervene. So pray with us. The other thing is that help us to finish the task in Kenya of these things that we are doing about finishing the prayer center, because that's the point. We have a big land and we were able to build the prayer center. I came to find out when I was being, they were sharing with me, it is holding almost 200 people, but they are not, it's not enough room. We want to extend it because it's getting too small. I thought it was big, 27,000 square feet. I come to find out it's not. Mm-hmm. Because people are coming in demand. They're coming, but they're not feeding. We're even holding them, telling them, wait for this group to go. So my mind is now thinking to extend the building to another area, because we have five acres that we bought in that land. That place, we have 5 acres. And now we are believing God for great things. The Lord to provide money as he provided before. We still believe he's going to provide, because he did in the past. Even now he will. And as we finish the other part of the prayer center, we will be glad. Help us to finish the task. And also we are trying also to raise money to help the church in Kenya. One of the churches, we are going through a problem that needs your prayer. The enemy, I don't know how to frame this, but I don't know whether you can get to understand this, is that there's a group in Kenya which is corrupt. And they would come here and want if the land is empty on the other side, they want to claim that land belongs to them. And one of our churches that we bought for them, a land, we bought 2 properties for them. And one space we bought it for the church ground. And they are claiming for it. So pray for us that we will be able to fight that group, that militia group. They want to take the land and they harass the church sometimes. Pray for us in that area, that the Lord will intervene. I just want to thank you for letting me come and share with you. But I want to say we love you guys, and we love Cindy, and we pray for her, and the church in Kenya is praying for Cindy, and Pastor Roy, I did not share this to tell you this, but we are praying for you. The church in Kenya is praying. Sometimes you would wonder whether I'm the only one praying. No, we have people praying in Kenya for you guys. May the Lord bless you, and have a lovely weekend. Amen.
Thank you.